This new report basically gives a little bit more context here of just the circumstances of how children who have died from abuse or neglect, in which the department had had contact with the family before, just how they died. And, you know, 2 months ago, when we first reported that this kind of this disturbing trend that more children were dying after DCFS, the Department of Children and Family Services, had been in contact with the family. And since then, there's just been kind of a complete reevaluation of the department's standards for how they count dead children. And there's this kind of dramatic state Senate hearing where a senator said that several administrators in DCFS should resign. And nobody has resigned, but DCFS officials said they've been working on a new methodology here of the best practices for tracking child deaths. Just what should the standards be for that? And, you know, it matters like how you count and consider these cases if you're going to forge the best policies to keep kids safe. So, you know, today, the Chicago Sun-Times, WBEZ, we have new numbers for the most recent year as a follow-up to the story from November. And basically, the long and short of this is that it shows that our analysis shows that child deaths from abuse or neglect are down a little bit from where they were the last 2 years, but they're still stubbornly high from the years before that.
Okay, Chris, why do you think these numbers of children dying remain quite high?
Well, there's a couple reasons, and if you talk to the DCFS folks, they will tell you that most of these are due to a policy change that was implemented in 2011. When DCFS decided to do more discipline of parents who placed their children in unsafe sleeping conditions and were warned of the danger of rolling over or smothering their children while they were sleeping with them in the same bed. Now, that said, the numbers for 2012 that we dug up had a total of 34 DCFS-involved deaths. 12 of those deaths involved contact with the child directly. 3 involved contact with the family. So far in 2013, and this is the fiscal year 2013, so it's June of 2012 to July of 2013, there have been 27 DCFS-involved deaths. Of the abuse deaths, 10 of those have involved contact with the child and 2 have involved contact with the family or the caretaker. When you look at the abuse numbers, they are holding relatively constant, and there are 5 deaths that are still under investigation in 2013. And it's just, you know, there's all kinds of factors that could be affecting that. Even in the co-sleeping deaths that Tony and I found, we found cases where there's drug and alcohol abuse involved and DCFS had contact with the family. So, you know, whether DCFS is really falling down on the job and this dramatic increase from 15 in 2010 to into the 30-ish range now is a result of them doing a bad job is up for debate. But what's clear is that, you know, one child death is pretty horrific, and we've documented several kind of horrific situations in this series.
Right, and the article you have in today's Sun-Times, Chris Fusco, is about a young boy named Lamar Haislett. What happened to him?
Yeah, trying to put it in a nutshell, and we've got a pretty extensive timeline in today's Sun-Times and on our website and your guys' website. But in a nutshell, in 2008, there's 3 children living in the Haislett household, and one is found to have a broken leg. These 3 children are taken into protective custody with DCFS, but the parents keep on having children, and they're allowed to keep them. One of those children is our subject, Lamar Haislett. He's a twin, and he died in December of 2012. When you go back and replay what happened in between 2008 and 2012, there were 2 child abuse investigations of his father that were dismissed, thrown out. The public guardian's office had been in court warning of potential abuse to the children before a Cook County judge. Visitation was temporarily suspended with those children but was then reinstated. They had made a separate abuse allegation. So what happens in December of 2012, a month after the latest investigation is unfounded, Lamar's found dead. And, of course, his dad is found to have punched him in the stomach. He had skull fractures. And then when it's investigated, it's found out that 2 of his siblings also were abused. And, you know, the sad part of the story, it's just an awful story all the way around, is that on Father's Day of last year, Enoch Haislett, the father, hanged himself in Cook County Jail.
These are really hard stories to read and to listen to. Tony Arnold, what does Lamar's death mean for DCFS and how they're doing these investigations?
Well, you know, that gets to the, kind of this larger issue here of just where DCFS has gone and the Senate hearings that have taken place. There's been kind of a renewed focus on DCFS's practices and how they count children who die from abuse or neglect. That comes from inside the department, this reanalysis, as well as contractors and people who had to interact with the system. And it's important, you know, just not because it's just important information to know just how many children die from abuse or neglect in Illinois, but also because these numbers, you know, they dictate policy and legislation and policies like how DCFS communicates with the police, and what hours caseworkers are on the clock, if they're around when families are around. One person we talked to was the Cook County Public Guardian, who represents children legally in cases like Lamar's when children are taken away. And that's his name is Robert Harris. He's the Cook County Public Guardian. And he said that when there's allegations like there are of abuse, and like in Lamar's instance, caseworkers need to kind of take a step back and look more thoroughly at the siblings and the entire family. And here's what he had to say.
I don't just want to say if the caseworkers were doing their jobs, but if they kept their eyes open to all of these multiple factors, maybe Lamar wouldn't have had to have died.
And I'll just add real quickly here that the acting director of DCFS, she's trying really hard to get this right, and she's ordered a complete review of all child deaths for the past 5 years.